到马太福音第五章，马太福音第五章，我们读13节到16节。
这个是谁？
你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，曾照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上父。圣经我们就暂时读到这里，请我们低头有点祷告。主，感谢你在复活早晨，你召聚你儿女们再次来到你面前。每一次我们来到你面前，我们里面是充满欢喜快乐，因为你在这里要与我们相会，你在这里要向我们说话，你巴不得每一个人在你面前都有个安静等候的心，好像你的话毫无难阻的能进到我们心中，叫这些话不仅成为我们生命的粮，这些话成为我们生命的光，带领我们走前面的道路，叫我们知道如何生活行事在你面前，按着你所喜悦的生活在地上，而叫你的名得到称赞，你的名得到荣耀。但是当早晨我们同聚在你跟前的时候，你是在怜悯我们，仍然需要你宝血来遮蔽我们，好像看见宝血永远有功效，宝血在这里成为我们的护庇，成为我们心中的力量。我们不看自己，我们不看周围环境，我们定睛在你的面光的上面，好像你的荣光在照亮在我们里面的眼睛，我想面对明天的时候，知道主掌握明天，我们就凭信心往前去。我们将祷告说靠主耶稣基督名求， Amen。 让早晨燕和弟兄姊妹继续来看马太福音第五章。听不到翻译没有声音。好，翻译没声音。对，你没有声音，大声一点吧。我们说到马太福音呢，它主题呢是讲到基督是国度君王。所以马太福音从第五章到第七章这一段，乃是国度君王基督在那里颁布千古的律法。我们知道在旧约里面，神借摩西在西乃山上也颁布神的律法给以色列百姓。我们知道律法就是神心意的发表，所以摩西的律法乃是成为旧约百姓他们生活侍奉的一个准则。所以来到新约，我们看见一开头的时候，这位新约国度的君王主耶稣基督也在山上在那里教训他的门徒。
So in the same manner, we see in the beginning of the New Testament how Jesus was proclaiming the law of God on the mount.
所以马太福音五章到七章这一段话，有人把它称为是登山宝训，或者说称为是天国律法。
So in Matthew chapters 5 to 7, we call this the Sermon on the Mount or the dispensation of the law.
所以说在这里头一个先讲到在天国里面这些天国子民他们该有一种品格他们该有一些特性。
So in these chapters, Jesus talks about the character and the qualities that the children of the kingdom must have.
在这个八个福里面，他讲说八种人，他们所要得的福是什么？
Talks about the eight beatitudes, which tells of those who are blessed, the characteristics of those who are blessed should have.
我想前面六种福，或者说六种人，是先生说到他们的品格，他们的所事是什么？
The first six beatitudes talks about their character and their actions.
第七个福说到他们的所作是什么？
And the seventh beatitude talks about what they do.
然后第八个福说到他们的经历。
And the eighth beatitude speaks to their experience.
特别讲到第七个福，他们所做的。In
the seventh beatitude talks about what they do.
我想应该说，为什么先讲到六个福六种人他们的所事呢？
Why do they talk about in the first six beatitudes? Why does it speak to who they are?
因为我们从圣经里面看见，一个人先是所事，他才能够所做。
Because we know in the Bible they must first be before they can do.
所以他的所作是他在那里使人和睦。
And the things that they do is to make peace.
他们在那里使人和睦的时候，主耶稣说他们是被称为神的儿子。
So in the seventh beatitude it says, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
他们所做事是什么？是叫人之间有和好，叫人和神之间也有和好。
Who are the peacemakers? Peacemakers are those who make peace between men and between men and God.
这是神儿子所做的事情。This
is the very thing that the Son of God does.
好像这些神的百姓、天国子民，他们所做的事情也是要叫人要使人和睦。The
children of God and the children of the kingdom are peacemakers. They make peace with God.
因着他们所做的事情和神的儿子耶稣基督所做的事情是一样的。
The things that the children of God do is the same thing that the Son of God is doing. So thus they are called sons of God. After we are saved, we know that we have many types of relationships with God, many identities in God. But the foremost identity and position is being a son of God.
是一个最有福的一个身份。
A child of God is the most blessed
identity. 因为儿子不仅是有父亲的生命。
But as a child, it's not only do we have the life of the Father, but this child, the Son of God, inherits all the abundance of the Father. Just like in the Old Testament, where Abraham gave everything to his son Isaac. And Isaac had fully expressed who his father was. So when the Son of God came to earth, he made full manifestation of the visible God, Father. We can see in Jesus who the Father is.
So I think 神的儿子在地上把父完全彰显出来, 也是今天我们在地上生活的一个神拯救我们的一个目的。
And the Lord has expressed fully the Father on earth, and it is our objective as well. And the eighth type of person is those who have been persecuted. These people are blessed. They're persecuted for God, for God's will, and for the sake of righteousness. I think this is what the citizens of the kingdom of God must experience. They experience what Jesus, the Son of God, experienced on earth. Those who have been saved are children of we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We don't belong to this
world.
So this is why the world hates us. Just like how, just like how they hated the Lord Jesus.
所以若是我们一个人，若是真是在那边遵行神的旨意，在那边行义的话，行善的话，一定会受世人的逼迫。
So whenever we try to act righteously and do good, we will be persecuted by the world.
主所经历的这些天国子民，他们在地上也要经历这样事情。
The Lord said that those who are the, of the kingdom of heaven must also experience these things.
主说这样的人是有福的，因为天国是他们的。
But the Lord says, blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
天上赏赐是大的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, the reward is great.
而天上赏赐最大是什么？最大赏赐就是得荣耀。
What is this reward? The greatest reward is glorification.
所以圣经告诉我们说，若是与基督同受苦，就要和他一同同得荣耀。
The Bible says, if we suffer with him, then we will be glorified with him, our Lord.
所以我们看见，虽然世界是用这种敌对态度来对待这些神的百姓、神的子民。
So even though we know that the world is opposed to the children of God, the people of God.
但是圣经主耶稣在这里告诉我们说，这些天国子民他们在世上也要显出他们正面的功用来。
The Lord Jesus says that the people of God will on this earth, live out their purpose.
所以当主讲完说为义受逼迫的有福以后，他就讲说你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
Those who are living on this earth, their purpose, the Lord describes them as you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
盐是说到他们里面生命的一种性质。
The salt speaks of to this inner character of their faith.
是一种内在生命的一种表现。
Is a type of expression of the life within.
而光乃是显在外面一个彰显。
And light is a outward external manifestation of that.
所以天国子民他们生命里面是有盐和光的这种性质。
So the character of the people of the kingdom of God have the characteristics of light and salt.
我们知道在圣经里面讲到盐。
We know that when the Bible speaks of salt.
讲到盐是什么呢？
What are they really referring to?
圣经讲到神和百姓所立的约是个立约的盐。
The Bible says that the covenant between God and man is that of salt. Covenant of salt.
在第23章，神在那说，神和以色列百姓立一个约是个立约的盐。
In 2 Chronicles 13 it says the Lord God gave the rule, made a covenant of salt with this.
因为他将以色列国赐给大卫和他的子孙。
If the Lord gave the Israel rule over Israel to David and his sons by a covenant of salt.
在和本那个中文小字底下解释说，盐就是不毁坏的意思。
And in the Union version of the Chinese Bible, salt it has a notation that says salt prevents decay and rot.
所以神和以色列百姓立一个永远的约，是一个盐的约。
So that's what we see that the covenant. This is what it means when it says it's a covenant of salt.
是个不改变的。
It's a covenant that does not change.
以色列百姓立一个永远约，他要把以色列国赐给大卫和他的子孙。
And this eternal covenant is the Lord giving Israel and its rule over Israel forever to David and his sons.
所以盐就受到一个永远不改变、不毁坏的一种生命。
So salt signifies of a life that does not change, that does not decay.
所以感谢神，这些神的子民们，他们得到一个生命，是一个盐的生命。
So we thank the Lord that the children of God received this life of salt.
得到一个永远的生命，这个生命是一个不毁坏的生命。
In other words, a life that is eternal, that does not decay.
这个生命是个神永远的生命，是永远是不改变的。
It's an eternal life that never changes.
第二方面，圣经提到盐，在利未记那里提到说，这是个也是讲到立约的盐。
In Leviticus, it brings up salt again in terms of the covenant.
在利未记那里讲到第二章讲到献素祭的时候要加上盐。
In Leviticus chapter 2 speaks of adding salt when you're giving a grain offering.
凡献给耶和华的祭物都是要用盐调和。
That all your offerings, all your grain offerings must be offered with salt.
我们知道素祭乃是一个素祭就是说把地里的出产的麦子磨成粉，然后当作供物献给神。
The grain offering is pounding the first crops of the land into a powder and then offering that up as a grain offering.
所以利未记第二章告诉我们说，人若是要献素祭为供物，就要把那些细 面呢，调要浇上油。
So that's why in Leviticus it says, every grain offering of yours, moreover, you shall season with salt.
我们知道细面就是细面粉，它是用麦子磨成，最后成为粉。
You know that grain offering is a process of pestle and mortaring grain.
那有些素祭呢，它是把这细面粉，然后用火把它烤成饼。
In some grain offerings, they take this flour, this powder, and bake it into cakes.
有时候祭物是用那个煎盘把它煎成饼。
For some grain offerings, they roast it into a type of flatbread.
然后要调上油。
And then on top of it, they season with salt.
然后最后还加上盐。
And then they add salt at the very end.
这样才能献祭给神。
Only when it's done this way can they offer this to the Lord.
这旧约素祭呢，是表明一个人的生活是一个纯净、圣洁、非常细致的一种生活。
The grain offering represents the purity and the holiness, consecrated life of the believer.
所以这些祭物呢，他们的做成是经过麦子磨成以后才能做成的。
So the grain offering happens after the molding, the mortal and pestling of the grains.
而加上盐。
At the very end, seasoned with salt.
所以盐就讲到一个十字架的工作。
So the salt is also speaking of the work of the cross.
借着十字架工作在这些人的身上，然后洁净、炼净他们。
And the work of the cross purifies the people.
把一些杂质把它除掉。
They take away the sands on them.
有时候要浇上有时候在火里面烤，有时候在煎盘来煎。
Sometimes the grain offering is baked, sometimes it's being roasted in a pan.
这些都是讲到十字架圣灵在人的身上做工的一个过程。
All this speaks of the process of the work of the cross in a person's life.
所以我们看见一个人在地上要过一个圣洁纯净的生活，都是需要十字架在我们身上一点一点慢慢做成。
So in order to live a pure and consecrated life on earth, we must go through the process of the cross.
那在以西结书43章那里说，燔祭的牲畜也要加上盐。
In Ezekiel 43 also says that that the priest shall throw salt on their burnt offerings.
我们知道燔祭就是完全的祭。
You know the burnt offering is a comprehensive.
最重要烧成灰。
It must be burnt into ash.
所以燔祭呢是说到一个人是完全把自己奉献给神。
And the burnt offering signifies the complete giving of oneself to the Lord.
为什么燔祭的牲畜需要加上盐呢？
So, but why does this tell? Why does this say that they must throw salt on their burnt offering?
所以我们看见一个人真是愿意把自己完全奉献给神的时候。
In other words, when we offer our whole selves to the Lord,
实在需要十字架在人的身上在那边做工。
We need the work of the cross to be done on us.
因为每一个人都为自己而活的人。
Because everybody lives for themselves.
都是为自己。
They do so for their own well-being.
可能正是要把自己奉献给神，实在需要神十字架不断的做工在人身上。
But if you are to offer yourself to the Lord, you need the work of the cross done on you first.
实在需要有盐在上面。
You need to have salt on you.
我们知道这些都是讲到神和人之间的一个关系。
We know that this speaks of the relationship between God and man.
当主耶稣讲到说你们是世上盐的时候，还是说到我们和地上人的关系，和这个世界的关系。
When the Lord says, you're the salt of the earth, it speaks to our relationship with this world.
还是当神的百姓他们活在地上的时候，也要显出那个盐的功用出来。
So when the people of God are living their lives on earth, they must bring to effect the salt that they are.
盐的生命的性质是怎样性质？
So what is this characteristic of salt in life?
主在这里说，你们是世上的盐。
So again, the Lord says, you are the salt of the earth.
主不是说你们要做世上的盐，你们要做世上的光。
He did not say you must act as the salt of the world.
你们是盐，你们是光。
Or act like the light of the world, but you are the salt of the earth.
只有先是盐，他们才能够做盐；只有先是光，他们才能做光。
It can only be salt or only be light if you are those to begin with.
他们才能显出盐的功用，显出光的功用来。
Only then can you actually live.Bring out the effect of being salt and being light.
有时候我们常说，神要做盐做光。
We often say the Lord wants us to be the salt of the earth, be the light of the world.
但是圣经很清楚告诉我们说，我们不是要做盐做光，我们乃是是盐，我们是光。
We often hear you must act like salt, act like light, but like the Bible says, you are salt, you are light.
所以我们是那一种人，我们才能做那一种人。
Only when you are salt and you are light can you be that.
正如一个人，若他先是一个总统，他才能做总统。
Somebody cannot be president, a president without being presidential first.
他才能进总统的职分，发挥他的功用。
Only someone who is presidential first can they enter into the office of president.
所以在属灵经历里面，我们常看见你要先死才能做。
So the spiritual concept here is that you must first be that before you can do that.
我们为什么能发挥盐的功用？因为我们已经是盐了，我们是试盐。
Why can we live out the power of God? It's because we are already the salt. We are already light.
我们知道盐在自然界里面是一个非常重要一种物质。
We know that salt in this world is a very important mineral.
有很多不同种类的盐。
There's all different types of salt on earth.
在很多不同方面有许多不同功用。
It has many usages.
我们在工业上，他们也需要盐。
And we see here that in the covenant, they need salt.
在医疗上也需要盐。在医疗上。
And it has also medical usages as well.
特别在我们平常生活里面，我们也需要盐。
And we also need salt in our daily lives.
所以主在这里讲到说，你们是世上盐，乃是种在我们在生活地上要显出来那种功用。
So when the Lord says you are the salt of the earth, He's speaking to the mundane purpose of our Christian lives on earth.
显出那盐的一个价值是什么
？You must manifest the value of the salt, of salt, which is what.
我们在平常生活里面最常用盐的就是用一种防腐的作用。
We use salt most commonly in order to prevent decay.
So, 有时候姊妹要做菜的时候，还没有做做的时候，她先把盐摸在鱼呀、肉上面。
So, when a sister, for example, is making fish for a dish, they will first put salt on that fish.
防止那个食物腐化掉。
In order to prevent that food from rotting.
所以当主假如说你们是世上盐的时候。后面比方说这个世界是一个腐化世界，这个世界是一个败坏世界。
So when the Lord says you are the salt of the earth, He's also speaking to the fact that the world we live in is decaying, is rotting.
所以我们看见当罪进到人里面，进到这个世界以后
，So we know that once we enter into this world,
人败坏了，整个世界也都败坏了。
The world became fallen and became corrupt.
整个世界。在那边腐化，整个世界这个腐化一直在那蔓延，一直在扩散出去。
And this decay and this rot in this world continues to spread unchecked.
因为这个败坏在那影响整个社会，整个世界是越过越败坏，越腐化。
The corruption continues to worsen and exacerbate situations in all over the world.
我们看今天世界今天人在各方面都一直在进步。
We know that in many areas though humanity is advancing.
科技在进步，医学在进步。
We see advancements in technology and medicine.
许多科学方面的东西都一直在进步，甚至好像文化也在进步。
Many scientific fronts, we are seeing advancements as if limitless advancements.
唯独人的本性腐败，不仅没有进步，一直在退步。
But only the nature of humanity we see is continuing to worsen decay and not.
世界败坏是越恶化。
The decay and corruption of the world continues to grow and worsen.
在这里对这些门徒说，你们是世上盐。
So the Lord says to his disciples here, "You are the salt of the earth."
你们在地上应该显出一个盐的功用出来。
You must live out the power, the effect of salt.
这个就是我们蒙得救以后，主继续把我们留在地上的一个非常重要原因。
This is one of the reasons the Lord has left us on this earth after we are saved.
要叫我们这些有盐生命的人发挥那盐的功用出来。
We must be the salt of the earth, basically live out the effect of salt on this earth.
使这个世界的败坏腐化真的受了一些限制。
As salt of the earth, we act, we are agents to help slow down the corruption of the earth.
世界败坏不会那么快速的扩散，那么蔓延。
Our purpose as salt is to slow down the corruption, the spread in the world.
这些门徒们，这些有盐生命的人，他们的生命的功用在发挥出来的时候
So when this, the disciples who have this life of salt are living this out,
自然而然, 这个世界败坏, 好像就不容易那么, 恶化那么快速,
the corruption, decay of the earth in the world seems to slow down.
所以今天我们每一个人在不同的岗位, 不同的生活环境里面,
no matter where we are in life,
不管我们是在公司里面, 在学校, 或在以朋友之间的来往当中,
be it among friends, be it at work or at school,
若是我们在那显出那个眼的功用出来的时候,
if we live as the salt of the earth,
显出那黄腐的作用出来的时候,
that effect of preventing rotten decay and corruption,
在那里有机会听见福音,
then the people around us will have that opportunity to listen to hear the gospel and believe.
所以弟兄姊妹,当我们在地上生活,在世人当中生活的时候,我们是不是发挥那眼的功用来,出来呢?
So brothers and sisters, you must ask yourselves, as you're living in your lives, are you living out this
是不是因为我们在那里,我们在做事的时候,公司老板不敢叫我们做些假的事情?
When our bosses ask to do questionable things,
我们在朋友当中来往的时候,有些话他们在讲不出来,他们不愿意讲,不敢讲。
Or do we see that when we're friends, they seem to be reluctant to say certain things around us? Because they are reluctant to say certain things around us because we are acting as salt, preventing them from doing
so.
When we are living out this life of salt in the world, or people around us will not be able to, the corruption around us will not be able to be expressed as much. This is the power of salt to prevent or slow down decay and corruption. I remember when I was in college, I was just having conversation with some of my classmates.
有同学还要讲，好像要讲到一些话题。
And we were talking, and then we came upon this specific topic.
另外一个同学说，最好不要讲，因为这发生的在这里，他不喜欢听这种事情。
And there was one classmate who said, "Let's not talk about this topic. It's not. I don't think it's appropriate."
用什么？好像我也没有做什么，他们就看见说这些话不合意讲出来。
And all of a sudden, all the classmates realized that this topic was inappropriate. Because the power, here we see the power of salt taking effect. It's not necessarily any specific action we do, but our mere existence there, our presence there, is the act of having salt there.
在地上生活的时候,与人相处的时候,是不是会有那个眼的功用发挥出来呢?
When we're living in this world and interacting with others, do we have the effect of salt?
若是我们眼的功用没有发出来,可能人在我们面前也讲一些好像不该讲的话,那些罪恶的话。
If we don't have, not living out this life of salt, the people around us may say things that they shouldn't be.
那我们就看见我们那个生命的作用好像就失去了。
And it's almost without this, the power, the purpose of our life loses meaning. We know that salt is also used to season food. So we know that in this world we live in a mechanical world.
每天好像从早到晚所做的事情，每天都差不多都一样，没有什么变化。
We live in a very routine. We live out very routine lives, very monotonous.
所以今天地上人常觉得生活非常枯燥，非常乏味，没有什么意思，非常单调。
So we live a very monotonous life. Every day is the same, very routine.
所以为什么需要找一些消遣，找一些活动呢？让整个生活好像比较有点味道。
So naturally we seek out hobbies, things that interest us to season our life, so to speak.
增加生活乐趣。
And we do so to kind of increase the recreation, the fun in our lives.
如果没有这些东西的话，人更觉得人生实在是没有什么多大意义。
And we start to realize that without these hobbies, it seems like life is meaningless.
所以为什么有的人生活到一个活到个地步，他就不想活，他觉得人生没有什么，人生乏味，没有什么意义。
This is why we see some people, when they sometimes live to a certain point of their lives, they realize there's no point of living anymore because it's not fun.
就走到绝路。
And this is when they end, this is when they reach a dead end in their lives.
但是当我们得救以后，我们得到这个盐的生命。
But when we are saved and we receive this life of salt,
是一个有味道的生命。
It is a life that is seasoned with flavor.
是我们这个过一个能够过一个正常的基督生活，我们感受到我们生活是非常有意思的。
When we walk our Christian life, we feel that our life has meaning.
可能我们每天做的事情跟从前没有信主之前还是一样。
Perhaps the things that we do before we believe and when after we believe are not that different.
照样工作养家。
We continue to go to work, continue to raise our families.
该尽一些人该尽的的责任。
We continue to uphold our normal responsibilities.
但是我们得救以后，我们整个生活态度心情不一样了。
But after we are saved, the condition of our lives change dramatically. We start to see that our lives in the Lord are seasoned and flavorful.
We
no longer feel that life is meaningless and pointless. We can always enjoy the presence of the Lord. And we also receive this peace and joy from above.
我们是有盼望的，我们过一个有盼望的生活。
We become a person, a people of hope, and we live out a life of hope.
我们在读经，我们在祷告，我们在聚会的时候，我们觉得非常有意思。
Whenever we pray or we gather together, we feel like it has so much purpose.
我们觉得非常有味道。
We feel like there's so much flavor.
用什么你，我们有是不是有这样经历啊？经验呢
？Brothers and sisters, do we not have these experiences?
我们信耶稣以后，我们是不是？觉得说我们和从前是完全不一样的呀。
After we believe in the Lord, do we not see that we're completely different from how we were before?
圣经灭信主之前，读圣经一点意思都没有，一点味道都没有，也读不懂。
Before being saved, the Bible seemed to be a very dry and without any flavor.
现在读起圣经来津津有味。
But after we believe, we read the Bible and it has so much flavor, so much meaning.
越想读。
And the more we read, the more we read, and we want to read.
正如圣经所说，耶和华律法比蜜甘甜。
So it says that the word of the Lord is sweeter than honey.
比那个蜂王下地的蜜更甘甜。
Sweeter than the honey of the drippings of the honeycomb.
我们聚会的时候也是一样。
Our when we are meeting together, it is the same.
更喜欢聚会，我们渴慕聚会。
We start to like coming to church, we long for it. And when we are together, we gather together, we are filled with joy. Because the Lord manifests Himself amongst us. Brothers and sisters, do you feel this way when we meet together? Sometimes we say to ourselves, I don't want to go to church, the meeting, because it's not good. Because the condition of the church is not right. Brothers and sisters, although it may be like this on the outward side, but if we have this life of salt expressing itself, we will not feel this way. Wherever we are, we can enjoy the presence of the Lord. We can hear the Lord's voice and be able to treasure His word.Because this life that we have from the Lord is not affected by our environment.
正如主耶稣说，你们在世上有苦难。
The Lord said that you will have suffering on earth.
是在他里面有平安。
But you will have peace in me.
苦难没有改变，苦难仍然在那里。
These sufferings will always be there.
但你里面却是有平安。
But within you have peace now.
神不是把苦难把难处拿掉。
The Lord does not remove the sufferings and obstacles from our lives.
在苦难在许多不容易环境当中，经历到他是我们平安。
But rather, He allows us to experience Himself as our peace when we are in these sufferings.
这才是个真正的平安。
This is what true peace is.
这不是环境给我们一种平安。
It's not a peace that we can get from our environment.
若是因着环境顺利而平安，那不是真正的平安。
If we only receive peace when everything is going well for us, then that's not true peace.
所以，即使我们处在一个非常荒凉的环境的里面，我们里面的盐的功用仍然在那里。
When we are in a very dry and desperate place, the power of this power of salt will be. We'll be able to have joy in those circumstances. We'll be able to. We feel that it's so sweet.
弟兄姊妹，这就是盐的功用。
Brothers and sisters, this is the power of salt.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们没有这样清醒的话，恐怕我们盐已经失去味道了。
if we do not have this condition, then we will lose our flavor.
那圣经告诉我们说，也我们讲话言语要常常带着和气。
The Bible also says that our speech must also be seasoned with salt.
好像用盐调和一样。
Our words must be seasoned.
就可以知道该怎样回答个人。
So we know how to respond to each individual.
言语常常带着和气，这个英文是说恩典。
So we must always have this edifying word means we must always be gracious in our speech.
所以我们看见这个盐调和就是恩典。
We also see another usage of this salt in our lives. Salt is also our grace.
说用盐调和，在那就讲话就带着恩典。
When our speech is seasoned with salt, it means that our words are gracious.
叫听见他们就得益处。
That those who hear may benefit.
这个益处英文也是叫恩典。
This benefit that we receive is also called grace.
都是我们讲话的时候里面是调用言调和的话。
So when we speak with seasoned speech,
我们在讲话带着恩典。
And if our speech is that of grace,
讲一些造就人的话。
We say things that are edifying to others.
既然他们就得到恩典。
Those who hear these words will receive grace.
感谢神，这是盐在地上的一个功用。
Thank God that this is one of the purposes of salt.
所以姊妹们，我们感谢神，我们已经得到这个盐，我们已经是试盐了。
Thank God that we have already received this salt. We are salt.
我们在地上可以过一个这样的生活。
We can live this type of life on earth.
我们觉得人生是有意义的，不是没有意义的。
And we are able to feel that this life is worth living.
我们今天不是充满了荣耀的盼望。
And our life is full of this glorious hope.
我们充满属天的喜乐。
And we have this heavenly, this divine joy.
管今天地上发生什么事情，我们遭遇怎样环境，我们里面盐若是真是能够在发挥功用的话。
When if we are able to live out, express this power of salt in whatever circumstances we are in life,
用什么样基督徒的属灵生活会过得完全不一样。
Our Christian life will be forever changed.
用什么若是我们失去那个盐的功用的时候。
Brothers and sisters,If we lose this power of salt in our lives,
所以是说，若是盐失了味，它还能够叫它怎么还能够叫它咸呢
？If this salt becomes tasteless, how can it be made salty again?
以后无用，不过是丢在外面被人践踏了。
It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
因为这个盐失去盐的味的时候，它没有其他用处了。
Because once salt loses its taste, it has no use anymore.
它只能丢在外面被人践踏。
Only good for being thrown out and trampled underfoot.
就这么让我们看见基督徒若是在那没有发挥盐的功用的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when a Christian does not live out this life of salt,
在地上失去那盐的作用的时候。
If the salt within us loses its taste,
失去那属灵价值的时候。
When it loses its spiritual value,
我们在地上一点用处都没有。
We would become like the salt, useless.
我们在地上唯一的功用就是发挥盐的功用。
Our purpose living on this earth is to live out this power of salt.
当失去这个功用的时候，只能在被人践踏。
But if this salt in us becomes tasteless, then it's only good to be thrown out and trampled.
被人践踏就是没有用，这没用处的东西就把它丢弃掉。
When something becomes useless, we throw it away.
这就是常常今天许多神的儿女活在地上，失去盐的味道。
Many children of God on earth today have lost the taste in their salt.
也常常被世人看不起。
And they are often looked down upon by the world.
对基督徒好像也是蛮高的一个标准期待在那里。
Because the world has high expectations for Christians.
我们知道有些不信主的人，他们认为说基督徒总是好人，总是乐意帮助人的人。
We've heard the people say that Christians are always happy to help others.
但是若是我们不是显出那光景的时候，人家瞧不起我们，看不起我们。
But when we do not live up to those expectations, we're despised.
人不仅不会因着我们缘故想要信耶稣。
And the Lord, and they will not believe in the Lord because of what they see in us.
神因着我们行为更不想信耶稣。
They may lose their interest in believing once they see us acting like.
这就是盐失的味道。
This is what it means for salt to lose its taste.
生活好像也没有什么。好像也没有什么盼望的人。
They look at us and see us living a life without hope.
好像跟别人也是一样，是是忧忧愁愁的，一点喜乐都没有。
Living like anybody else, sad and forlorn and depressed.
聚会好像是苦巴巴的。
And when they come to and we come to church, we come so begrudgingly.
一点喜乐都没有。
Not a single speck of joy.
身心也没有什么味道，也不想读。
And when we read the Bible, it feels like a chore.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们是这样清醒的话，我们就要警醒，可能我们已经失去了味道了。
Brothers and sisters, if you find yourself in this type of state, we must be aware of this because we may have lost the taste of ourselves.
就是被人践踏。
Because and the result of that would be being thrown out and trampled on.
主耶稣讲到葡萄树跟枝子的关系的时候。
The Lord also refers to the relationship between the vine and the branch.
葡萄树是借着枝子结出果实来。
The vine is bears fruit on its branches.
就讲到我们要常常联谊那个基督葡萄树。
This is an analogy that we must always be connected to the vine.
得到葡萄树的滋润供应。
We must always be connected to the vine just to receive its supply.
然后从枝子上，从我们身上就结出许多果实来。
And we as the branch receiving this supply will bear fruit.
但是当我们不常常住在基督的里面。
In other words, if we are not abiding in Christ,
不接受主耶稣基督生命的供应。
If we do not receive the supply of life from the Lord,
慢慢枝子就枯干了。
We as the branch would slowly dry up.
主耶稣说，这个枝子要丢到外面，就要用火烧了。
And this branch, withered branch, will be thrown out and burned.
因为枝子唯一的目的就是要结果子。
Because the sole purpose of the branch is to bear fruit.
当它失去这个功用的时候，它没有其他用处。
When it no longer can bear fruit, it loses its entire purpose.
它只能当木材烧。
It can only be gathered up and thrown and burned.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们活在这个世界的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we are living in this world,
我们要显出那演的功用，发挥演的功用出来。
We must live our lives of salt.
我们要在这个败坏腐化世界里面。
We must live in this crooked and corrupt generation.
我们要防腐，我们要叫这个世界不要恶化那么快。
We must slow down the progression of corruption.
好像主来的时候，真是审判临到的时候，那是非常可怕的。
Otherwise, when the judgment day comes, it will be a fearful day.
用什么？若是我们有眼的生命在我们里面。
We have this salt, life of salt within us, brothers and sisters.
这些的方面的表现。
We must have these aspects in our lives.
我们不是只是徒有其表，是一个外面的基督而已。
We are not just external Christians.
正如，起初主张的责备撒底的教会。
Just like when the Lord was rebuking the church of Sardis. It's like your love. Oh, you are Christians by name, but you are actually dead.
不错，撒底的确是教会。
Yes, Sardis is a church.
名是教会是没有错。
They are a church in name.
那实际上是死的，没有生命的东西。
But in reality, they are dead in the spirit.
因为失去眼的功用。
Because they've lost the power of salt.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在常常提醒我们自己。
So brothers and sisters, we must often remind ourselves.
我们得救，我们就是失眼了。我们就是眼了。
Once we are saved, we become salt.
我们应该发挥我们眼的功用。
We must live our lives as this salt.
他们不仅是眼，所以说你们是世上的光。
The Lord says that we're not only the salt of the earth, but also the light of the world.
主耶稣自己也说，我是世界的光。
The Lord says that He Himself is the light of the world.
他的生命是光。
His life is light.
他的生命有光的性质。
His life has the characteristics of light.
在当毫无黑暗。
Within Him there is not a speck of darkness.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他说我在世上，我是世界的光。
And so when Lord says when He is on earth, He is the light of the world.
现在主说，你们这些天国子民，你们是世上的光。
Now He says to the citizens of the kingdom that you are the light of the world.
我们得救以后，我们得到这个生命，得到这光的生命。
When we receive the light from above, we receive this light of light.
不仅主耶稣他是世上的光，我们也是成为世上的光。
Just like how the Lord is the light of the world, we are also the light of the world.
我们所得到生命和主耶稣的生命是一样性质的，是有光的性质。
Because we receive the same life of from Jesus, from our Lord, this life of light.
从前我们是属黑暗的。
Before we belonged to the darkness.
如今我们在我们在主里面，我们是光明的，我们是属光明的，我们是光明的子女。
But today we are in Christ, we are children of light.
当主耶稣讲到你们是世上光的时候
，When the Lord says you are the light of the world,
背后就告诉我们说，原来这个世界是黑暗的。
It signifies that we are in a dark, we are in a world of darkness.
世界都在恶者辖制底下。
Because this world is under the power of the evil one.
是黑暗。
The evil one is darkness.
属他也是黑暗。
Those who belong to him are darkness.
所以我们看见今天地上充满了黑暗。
So we see the world is filled with darkness.
充满黑暗就充满许多罪恶、许多腐败的东西。
Where there is, since it's full of darkness, it's full of sin.
所以主光摆在地上，我们就成为世上的光。
But when the Lord comes, he becomes the light of the world.
我们知道，当在一个在一个完全是黑暗的房子里面的时候。
When we are in a place of complete darkness.
若是当中看见一盏灯，那你就看见光。
As long as we have one lamp there, we can see light.
所以在黑暗当中，若是人看见一个小小的灯光的话，就很清楚的看得见那里有光。
As long as there is this one lamp there, those who are in darkness will be able to see the light.
所以主耶稣说，你们是世上光，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
The Lord says, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill is not hidden."
所以当光显在黑暗里面是不能隐藏的。
So just like this illusion, this analogy, when the light and darkness cannot be unseen, cannot be hidden.
只要一小小的、小小一个亮光在里面，人都可以在黑暗里面，人都可以看得见。
As long as there is some light, those in darkness will be able to see.
我们就讲说这个光。也应当照在人的眼前。
Says this light will be shown before men.
这光是可以看得见的。
This light is visible.
所以说讲说这个光就是你们的好行为。
And what he means by that is that this light is your good works.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这个若是里面显出那个光的功用出来的时候，人是可以看得见的。
So brothers and sisters, when we express this life of light in us, it's something that the world can see.
放在山上。人远远就可以看见那里有一座城。
Just like a city built on a hill is visible to all.
那里有光是隐藏不了的。
In the same way, where there is light, it cannot be hidden.
是很清楚的显明在那里。
It clearly manifests itself there.
所以主耶稣在腓立比书那里告诉我们说，在这弯曲悖谬的时代当中，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
So in Philippians, Lord says, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation.
在这世代好像明光照耀，将生命的光表明出来。
Among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding firmly the word of life.
将生命的道表明出来。
Holding firmly the word of life.
所以我们看见这个光，这个行为是不会隐藏的。
So we see that the conduct, the behaviors of light is not hidden.
当光在发挥功用的时候，人是可以看得见的。
So when light is being made manifest, everyone can see it.
好的行为是别人可以看得见的。
Good works is something that everybody can see.
自然的表现。
This is a natural expression of light.
后面到第六章的时候讲，主要是讲到你们施舍、你们祷告、你们进食的时候，要行在暗中。
And then chapter 6 it says, when you give alms, when you do good works, you must do it.Hidden.
因为在那里人施舍的时候，行善的时候，他们是故意要给人看的。
So to prevent yourself from doing these things for men to see on purpose.
要得人奖赏，得人称赞，得人荣耀。
So you not do these good works to receive praise from men.
它里面动机存心是不好的。
The motivation behind these good works is not good.
那就正常情形，清楚的好行为，人家是可以看得见的。
But the natural behaviors and works of the Christian.When you help others, and you do so happily, this is not something that you can really hide. It's visible to all. The difference here is that the motivation is not to receive praise from others, but to glorify God.
六章讲到那些施舍的人那些行善人，他们是在人面前吹号，他们是宣扬自己的行为。
In chapter 6, it speaks of people who give alms and do good works, and they do so in the presence of men.
但是主要是在这里讲到神的儿女是世上的光，乃是说到他们这个正常该有的表现。
And these men boast of their actions, but the children of light, they do so naturally.
所以在以弗所说，其实为人当向光明的子女所结果子，就是底下就讲一些美善的行为。
So that when we are living out this life of light and bearing fruit, is this fruit is speaking of our good works.
那些果子是什么？就一切良善、公义、诚实，这些都是属灵的美德。
These fruits are the goodness, are the righteousness, the sincerity of it all.
这些都是生命的果子，生命的表现。
This is all the expression of life. These are the fruits of life.
彼得也告诉我们说呢，我们都是蒙拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
And the Lord says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, people for God's own possession."
神在我们身，我们在我们身上。有这些的一个作为是为了什么？叫我们能够宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Why does the Lord ask us to do this? Is because so that we may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, this is the purpose of God.
好行为是神所要做的事情。
Good works is something the Lord wants us to do.
可以显在众人面前的。
Is something that will be made visible to
others.
But the purpose is, once they behold our good works, they will glorify God.
用什么？当然，一方面，这些有些好行为、善行是暗中行在暗中，是为了让神看见的。
Brothers and sisters, although we do many good works in secret, because we do so for God only.
但是许多善行都是公开，大家可以看见的。
But there are also many good works that we do naturally that is visible to others.
这种服事也是一样，有些是隐藏服事，有些公开服事，人看得见的。
Just like how we serve in church, some services we do are visible to all, some we do that are hidden.
看得见不是要凸显自己是怎样一种人。
But when our good works, our service is seen, it's not so that we can show off how good we are.
看得见。不是要叫人称赞我们，要得人的荣耀。
When we do visible acts of service, it's not so that others can praise us or glorify us.
叫人看得见呢，是要叫看见的人把荣耀归给天。
But when we do acts of good works and services that others can see, it's to glorify God.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们也看见许多神的儿女在服侍人、帮助人的时候是非常乐意、非常积极的。
We saw that's what we, in this state of mind, brothers and sisters who are serving can do so happily, with joy.
有人下了班非常累，他还需要到医院去看生病的弟兄姊妹们。
If somebody who is a brother and sister who is very tired, but they're still going to the hospital to visit brothers and sisters who are ill.
其实我们都可以看得见的好行为。
These are good works. These are good acts that we can all see.
看得见的时候，我们感谢神，把荣耀更多归给他。
When we see brothers and sisters do this, we praise the Lord and we glorify Him.
因为是神恩典临到他身上，他们的身上，他们才有这样好行为。
Because they receive the grace of God and they're able to act out.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们生活在世人面前的时候，我们要成为世上的光。
So brothers and sisters, when we're living in this world, we must be the light of the world.
把生命性质、美丽的性质把它表现出来。
The nature of this light of life must be made manifest.
好像看见。
So the world can see.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是生活在这个情形底下呢？
Brothers and sisters, are we living a life like this?
有人需要帮助的时候，我们是不是很积极、乐意的去帮助他们？我们觉得说，好像多一事不如少一事。
When someone is in need, are we eager and happy to help them out?
只顾自己的事，不顾别人事。
Or are we only caring for our own matters and not others?
活在一个正常底下，我们生命的光能够正常的这样发表出来的时候。
When we are living this a normal life and we live out this light of life,
自然而然在那里人看见的时候就归荣耀给神。
Naturally, they see our good works and they will praise God for it.
那底下主要是说，人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，是为了照亮一家人。
The Lord says, No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket.
主说你们的光也当这样照在人眼前。
On the lampstand, but they put on a lampstand, it gives light to all who are in the house.
照亮人。
So the purpose of placing this
照亮在黑暗当中的人，让他们看见这自己有光。
Purpose of placing the lamp on the lampstand is to be a light to all those around you, all those who are in darkness.
这个有光，这个光呢是主耶稣基督他自己。
But moreover, to help them see that this light is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
好，叫他们跟从这个光，不在黑暗里面走。
So that they may follow this light and no longer walk in darkness.
叫 人原来活在黑暗里面，看见在这里有光，他们愿意跟从这个光，好叫他们也得到这个生命的光。
When those who are in darkness see this light, they follow the light and they receive it.
所以弟兄们，我想这是很明白的懂，一个人点灯不会放在斗底下。
So I think it's very easy to understand that when we light a lamp, we don't hide under a basket.
台面上，这样才能够照清。照亮周围的人。
When we light a lamp, we put on a lampstand so that it will give light to surroundings.
好像他们不继续活在黑暗里面，他们能活在光明的里面。
So in like manner, we know those who receive the light no longer live in darkness, but in light.
圣经里面讲光，就是讲到有见证。
This light, when light, Bible mentions light, it speaks of the testimony.
从旧约到新约，神一直说我们这些蒙恩的人是在地上他的见证。
From the Old Testament to New Testament, the Lord says His children, His people on earth, are a testimony to Him.
我们在地上是世界光，就是发表神的自己，发表神的心意。
As the light of the world, we express God and His purpose.
我们不仅用言语在那见证主自己。
Not only do we testify of the Lord Himself with words.
我们在那用言语来讲解主耶稣基督救赎的工作，讲到主耶稣他是谁。
Not only do we use words to share who the Lord Jesus is and His works.
我们要用我们的行为来见证我们主，他为我们所做的是什么。
We must also testify of the Lord in our actions and what He has done for us.
这个光是外面的一个彰显。
Because this light is an external expression.
世人是可以看得见的。
It's something that is visible to all.
正如雅各书告诉我们说，信心是有行为的。
Just like in James, it tells us that faith is accompanied with works.
信心是看不见的。
Faith is unseen.
人所看见的就是我外面行为到底是怎么样的行为。
But the things that the people can see is our actions.
所以一个有信心的人必然有行为。
So somebody who has faith will also have works.
他那个行为，那个信心不是个死的信心，是个活的信心。
And these works prove that their faith is alive and not dead.
这是个活的信心，自然而然外面就有生活的表现。
When you have true faith, then naturally you will have these works.
所以弟兄姊妹。神的话也在提醒我们说，我们行事为人要以蒙召的恩相称，以基督的福音相称。
Therefore, the Lord tells us that since we are called, we must walk in a manner worthy of this calling.
就是外面的行为能够与我们所得到救恩能够相配合，与这个生命能够相配合。
That our behavior, our conduct may be worthy of the calling that we have received.
感谢神。
Brother, thank God.
虽然这个世界是败坏的。
Although we live in a crooked and corrupt world,
这个世界是黑暗的。
Although we live in a world of darkness,
但这个世界有了基督徒，有了神儿女，在那里有了光。
But the world has the children of God who are the light of the world.
在那里有盐。
We are the salt of the earth.
能够叫这个世界不会一直让这个世界黑暗，让这个世界败坏不会那么。加深那么恶化继续下去。
So that put a stop. We're slowing down the corruption and the darkness spreading in the world.
我们是盐，我们不能改变那个败坏的那个世界，败坏的人。
We are salt of the earth. We cannot change people who are corrupt in the darkness.
那是圣灵的工作。
That is the work reserved for God and the Holy Spirit.
活在一个正常属灵光景底下，我们发挥盐的功用。
But if we live out our normal spiritual a Christian life, we will make manifest the power of salt.
那些腐化的东西就受一些约束，受一些限制。
Those things are corrupting, decaying will slow down.
它影响力就不会那么快速的发展。
It will diminish the power of darkness and corruption.
同样，因着我们是世上的光。
In the same manner, we are also the light of the world.
当我们活在光的里面，活在主的里面的时候
，When we live in the light, when we live in the Lord,
人会看见。那里有光。
Others will see that there is light.
在那里看见主耶稣基督，他是世界的光。
And they will see that the Lord Jesus is the light of the world.
也借着好行为把人带到主的面前来。
And through our natural good works, they will lead others to the Lord.
叫人不愿意继续活在黑暗里面，愿意跟从这个光来得到这个生命的光。
So that they will no longer walk in darkness, but see the light and live and follow this light.
感谢主，主已经说。你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
Thank the Lord that He has told us that we are the salt of the earth, we are the light of the world.
不是我们要去做什么。
It's not that we must do anything.
而是我们学习住在这个基督的生命的里面。
But rather learn how to abide in the life of Christ.
自然而然，盐的生命的性质在那就能发挥出来。
The characteristics of salt will naturally express itself. And are the purpose and the characteristics and the power of salt will naturally be expressed. And then we will truly become testimonies for the Lord on earth. This is what we ought to have. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. May the words of God remind us and establish our faith. Only when we are can we do. Everything that we do stems from our identity, our being. Only when we have this life can we do these acts. This is a principle that Christians follow. We should not focus on what we do first, but who we are, our identity. Once we have this identity, then our behavior and how we walk in life will naturally express itself from our identity. And the Lord be gracious to His own words. This concludes my sharing for today. May the leading brother give us a concluding prayer. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for these words that we have heard this morning. We just thank you that you have given us this life of soul. That we now have this eternal purpose and we have this new hope. In Christ.
让我们有这个永远的神、永远的旨意和基督成为我们的盼望。
We just ask that you give us the strength and give us your grace to help us to live out this life within us.
求你把这个力量和恩典赐给我们，好叫这个生命能够活出来。
So that we may be this light for you in this world.
好叫我们成为这个光。
And that your name may be glorified, on earth, Lord.
好叫你自己的名在我们身上得着荣耀。
Just thank you once again for this morning, and we just pray this all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
再一次感谢你, 奉我主耶稣宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen. Amen.